Q94 Joe Mountain of Rock. It's a Thursday morning adventure on the 4th of July. We're celebrating our independence. Woohoo! It's time to party. And, oh, by the way, it's time to cruise on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci for our weekly Lake North Fork fishing report. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. Happy 4th of July.
How about that? Isn't that something?
It's something, especially on a thirsty Thursday. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Hey, you know, the fireworks was last night there at Lake North Fork. How were they?
They were good. You know, the 13 years we've been here, that was the first time we've ever got out in the water to watch them. And they were awesome. They were really good. We had a really good time. We brought a party with us, and it was good. a little late for me to be out there, but it was awesome. We had a great time.
Yeah, spectacular. Spectacular. It's always good. And, you know, a lot of people are at the lake with the 3-4 day weekend that they're going to have out there enjoying the water. And some are going to attempt to try and catch some fish. And what are you hearing? How's the fishing going?
You know, with the weather we've had, it slowed some, but they're still out there. Best bet is first thing in the morning, early in the morning, and later in the evening. Crappie, no limit from people I've talked to. But some really nice, good size, 13, 14 inch, and maybe catch an 8 or 10, so that's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they're tearing up the catfish right now. The catfish is on fire.
Oh, yeah. It almost seems that when it starts to get hot, and then the hotter it gets, the more active the catfish get.
Yeah, and they're coming up like first thing in the morning. They're coming up to feed right there on the bluffs where it drops off a little deeper. They're coming up in there to feed before they go back down. And it's the guys I've talked to have been doing very well.
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked to a few folks, the largemouth and the Kentucky line side. They're doing really well, too.
They are. They're doing better than expected, considering the water temperature of the lake and our air temperature and that. But, yeah, there's some guys that have been doing pretty darn good. And, man, it's been a variety of baits on those. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah. The guys that I were talking to, it was early, you know, early morning towards the evening. And, of course, you know, they were throwing buzz baits on top and having a blast with that.
Yep. But that was one I was going to say. That's a pretty good go-to bait. Morning or in the early evening, yeah, that's been good.
Now, you know, the stripers and hybrids and whites, have they slowed down?
They have. They've slowed some. If you watch it, and I try to put the information up there on our Facebook page, but some of the guides are still doing really well. They've been chasing them. They're going a little deeper. They're going down towards the dam a little bit. And so they've been chasing them a little bit to find them, but they've still been catching them. And the whites are still surfacing a little bit. White rooster tails, Castmaster spoon on the whites, been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not all things considered for July 4th, fishing's still pretty good. And we always talk about this, but the bluegill, the brim, perch, whatever you want to call them, this time of year, boy.
It's fantastic.
Game on for them. Red worms, crickets, and just have a blast. You fill a bucket up.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe they'd like to spend a week or weekend at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call, 870-467-5277. Drop us a line on our Facebook page or take a look at the Bayou Resort website and you get some information and give us a jingle and we'll do what we can to get you in.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next week.
All right. We'll do. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. Don't overdo it. Have a good weekend.